Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I can picture it now. You've got a pretty nice job working for the government, working in a government-type job, and all of a sudden you're told that, well, you can go to work still, but we're not going to pay you because there are some people in Washington that won't do their job. So that's acceptable, right? No, that's okay. For sure, after the holidays, don't need money anyway. No, that's not acceptable.
Absolutely
not. Especially because these are hardworking men and women who did nothing wrong and couldn't pay their bills or feed their family, so they decided to pay their bills and then use the San Diego Food Bank, which had to be, I have to imagine, a real slap of reality to a lot of people. Like, why am I doing this? We are here today to restock the food shelf after that that month-long government shutdown. And who knows? I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
There might be another one coming very soon. Yeah. So we want to make sure the San Diego food banks are ready. That is why we are doing a John and Tammy food fund today from Village Kitchen and Pie Shop in Carlsbad.
We have a nice day today. We have a break from the rain today. So great day to get on out here to come see us. That second storm is coming through later tonight, overnight into Saturday. That one's going to be a little stronger than this one we just had. There could be more wind and a chance for flooding. Highs today in the 60s. We always love having Jim Floro, San Diego Food Bank here. But normally we would do this food fund in the fall and do our regular thing of stocking it up. But because of the situation with that government shutdown and so many people out of work and like, wow, I guess I have to go to the food bank. And then that takes away what you had already planned for those who use the food bank every month.
Well, we are certainly in uncharted territory. You know, we have about 480,000 people in San Diego County that are food insecure. We're feeding about 370,000. Now we have a lot more. We have a lot of federal workers who have never asked for help. A lot of them were kind of embarrassed and a little sheepish. And we said, no, there's plenty of food. You know, we'll step up to the plate. So we sent them out to all our distributions. The good news, we have our infrastructure there. We have 500 nonprofit partners, 208 distribution points. So we sent them there. And then we had a spike in demand, so obviously we had to bring more product, more food there. And then we did special distributions to the Coast Guard and to TSA. We were getting ready to do Border Patrol and IRS, but then with the government kind of turning back on for a little while, you know, we're standing down, but we're waiting for the next big whatever.
So people are getting fed, but as we mentioned, there are people who are food insecure that are going to need this food bank as they would like
any other day.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Which is why we want to make sure those shelves continue to be stocked. So, again, if you can bring your food to Carlsbad at the Village Kitchen and Pie Shop, that'd be great. We can even unload your car for you. If you can't, if you're nowhere near North County, go to KSON.com, John and Tammy Food Fund. There's a site to donate right there on the page. Jim, a Coast Guard member's wife called you. And despite your gruff interior, you were bawling like a baby when you heard that phone call, weren't you, right?
She sent us a message, and it made me teary-eyed and talking about, you know, the challenges. They never had to ask for help and how unimportant it made her husband feel, right? Yeah. And they had to show up for work, and we did that special distribution, and they were so thankful. But this is crazy.
I mean, you can imagine the thoughts that go through someone's head, and especially someone who's, you know, I do my job, I'm proud, I don't want to ask for help. And like you said, they come and they feel embarrassed, and they shouldn't, but they do. And this is why we want to help out and why we're here to help those. And again, the families that you feed all the time through your center regularly, and they're not doing anything wrong. They're working hard, but they just don't make a lot of money, and they have to choose between food or paying an electric bill. And this is why we always want to help out.
Well, you know, hunger has no season. People are hungry throughout the year. We've got the federal workers. Then we've got the private contractors that do business with the government. They're not getting paid. They're not getting back pay. They're losing health benefits.
Yeah.
And then CalFresh, or better known as food stamps, those benefits expire at the end of February. And so we're looking at 260,000 more people in San Diego County could be coming to the food bank.
Yeah. There's no time to panic yet. We got plenty of time to do the right thing. And that right thing is to donate as much food or money as you can to the San Diego Food Bank. We've got the link on the John Tammy page. Just go to KSON.com. We'd love to see you here, man. This is one of the best places in Carlsbad to go to for breakfast anyway. It's rare that I'm out here with a headache on the weekend, but that's another story. Another story altogether. Okay.
Just leave that alone.
Yeah. Real quickly, we had a listener here named Aaron. We talked to Aaron earlier in the week. Aaron made a promise he'd stop by with some food, and he did. Aaron was one of the people affected by the government shutdown. Went to Albertsons last week, took out his card, denied. Asked if he could use his PayPal account, which he was, but he had to get out of line, open the app. He's mortified because the line's long.
Yeah.
Guy's got a job, didn't think he'd be in this position again. A beautiful young person behind him, old person, a beautiful person behind him said, I got you.
Yeah.
Swiped their card, taken care of. Moral of the story, we take care of each other.
Yes, we do.
Absolutely. There are people here who are maybe too proud to ask for it, but they're hungry. And they can get your help right now if you just go to KSON.com, make your online donation, or, again, stop by Village Kitchen and Pie Shop. Jim, we love you, man, even though you're a Packers
awesome.
Fan. We love you.
You're way better looking after football season.
I'll take that. That's the nicest thing he's ever said to me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.